You never really did understand me. When you, the original you, died in my arms 12 months ago. I thought you would be gone. Gone forever. But it seems I was blessed with an extended period of time. Except I didn't know what that was. I suppose it's time that you go now. You're ready. Maybe you'll find a bigger sense of purpose. Goodbye, Daniel.
My name is Legion, for we are many.
Hello? Lydia? Gibbons? Is anybody there? Goodness, what happened to this place? It looks like a bomb has hit it. Gibbons? Are you here? Who's there? I'm demanding you to show yourself. I have friends that should be here. If you have any idea of where they could be, I need you to tell me immediately.
I don't think you'd be able to manage if you saw me again.
It can't be.
After all this time, after all this searching, I finally found you.
Daniel? Come closer so I can see you.
I don't want you to be scared.
I need to know that it's you. My mind can't play tricks on me.
I am real. I know I am. You raised me from a little baby tadpole into the amphibian that I am. Didn't you, Mama?
Oh my gosh.
I knew I would find you.
You're...
The amphibious clone version of your boyfriend who was born in a science research center? Yes. Am I the real Daniel? Well, not the original. But I retain all his memories. I know everything that he knows. I know how much you meant to him. And that you meant to me. Even when I was little, I couldn't put words to it. But when you looked after me all that time ago, I knew it. And that's why I had to find you again.
I need to sit down.
I know it's a lot to take in.
Yes, but the fact is, you're not him.
I know that I'm not the Daniel that you fell in love with, but I'm still him. I have his voice. I kind of have his likeness, except for the green skin.
I didn't think about this happening.
Ever since I parted from you, I knew that I would find you again.
I wasn't ready for this.
How about we go get coffee or something? Let's talk it over.
Well, that's a bit difficult.
Why?
Well, for starters, you're... people would look at you.
Well, so what if they look at me? I don't care what people think. Whatever happens, we need to be together.
I need to think this over.
Hey, listen here. I never questioned leaving you when you changed. You were scared, and I didn't hesitate. Why are you hesitating on me now?
Because you died. And I watched that happen. That memory is stuck in my head and repeats over and over and over whenever I think about you. And then I had to watch you grow up. A silly little tadpole who wore his resemblance. And I had to get rid of you because it was too much.
I am him!
No, you're not.
Well, at least I'm trying to be.
I'm sorry, Daniel.
It's okay. I should have prepared myself for this too.
No, I should have.
I was so absorbed with the idea of falling in love with you, just like old times.
I never thought I'd feel that again.
I'm lucky that I found you.
Do you know what happened to the shop?
To be honest, I only arrived moments before you. It seems as though we've got good timing.
My friends, Lydia and Gibbons, they should be here, but something's happened to them.
Do you think someone would be after them?
I don't know. Lydia, on the most part, seems pretty harmless, although she doesn't come from here. As for Gibbons, he can be a little sus, but is pretty innocent at the same time. It's hard to distinguish the two of them. To be honest, they've both been a little lost since the professor passed on.
So you've made friends since we moved on?
I have. Some have come and gone, but we unified here, in this curiosity shop. We had some amazing times, like nothing I've ever experienced before, but it's been quiet since then.
It sounds like they were good company.
What about you? Did you have any friends?
Apart from the flies I've eaten and frogs that wore vacant expressions whenever I tried to talk to them. Not really.
So you've pretty much been on your own.
But I kept good spirits, because I knew I was going to find you eventually.
How did you know to come here, though?
It's not as if the mystery solving you get up to doesn't go unnoticed. There are people who see things out there, and news travels. And when I heard you were involved, well, it didn't take long for me to connect the dots together.
I didn't know we were so infamous.
I was proud of you. Knowing that you were out there fighting ghoulish horrors and keeping your corner of the world safe.
It kept me sane in a world of questions and uncertainty. If I stopped, then I would have spiraled into a deep depression, but I'm glad I had my friends. They're the ones who got me through.
Do you remember all that time ago? When we first met.
That wasn't you.
But Yodeling, you must believe, I'm physically not the Daniel you met, but all his memories, all his passions and heartache, they're all in here. I remember that day as clearly as anything. I was stuck working in some shoddy old cafe in my first year of my degree. And then when I saw you for the first time, we locked eyes. Whenever you came to get your coffee, I always made sure I got your order right. I never thought I'd muster the courage to say anything, but it was you who spoke first. When you invited me out, that was the wildest night I could have ever hoped for.
I saw you every day, and you thought I didn't notice you.
I thought you were so preoccupied with the world and just wanted to get on with your day.
I noticed you. I noticed you from day one. And I was too scared to ask. But I knew if I didn't, then who would?
You supported me through everything I did. And I couldn't have felt luckier.
And you championed me too. Even when everything happened. When I changed. I was so scared. I was scared you would run away.
Do you really take me for being so shallow? I knew who you were, deep down. That's what I was attracted to. Well, are you convinced now?
Yes. Yes, I am, Daniel.
So, what now?
We have forever to wonder about that. I'm just happy to see you again. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry I left you. I'm sorry that you felt so alone out there growing up in a world you didn't know. I wish I was brave enough to keep you by me.
But we would never have this moment. What do you think?
Maybe it's time that I moved on from here.
Are you sure?
I spent so long tied up in mishaps and adventures. I think it's time to have our own.
What about your friends?
If I go searching for them and never find them, then maybe I'll just fall back into a pile of misery. Maybe Lydia went back home after all this.
Can you hear that?
I thought we were alone.
It seems someone else is here with us.
Get behind me.
And is that all you remember?
I can't recall anything further. It's like my mind is blocking it.
And you're certain that you came here alone?
I did, but...
But what?
Daniel? Where did Daniel go?
You don't remember.
I mean, I do, but... That didn't happen.
You have to tell me what happened to Daniel.
I can't quite place my finger on it.
Is it strange? Does it move around your mind like it doesn't want to be there?
That's exactly what it feels like.
Ah, I see you've been affected too.
What's happening to me?
Don't you see? This is not just happening to you. It's happening to everybody. All the people that you know and love. Everybody connected to this good-for-nothing curiosity shop. And whoever is doing this is treating you like the items on this shelf. Untainted trinkets that will never crack.
I saw him. I saw Daniel at the shop. But I feel like I haven't seen him for ages since.
You came freely and willingly. Can you remember? We need to know what happened to him.
What was that thing, though? There was something with us in the shop. What happened?
Oh no, it wasn't something. It was... someone.
Do you know?
Let me jog your memory.
I hardly expected you to take part.
You undermine my importance in this grand puzzle that you are trying to sort out.
It would seem so. Should we start from the start then?
When better?
What is your involvement with the Resurrection Project?
That would be telling.
I am authorized to ask you any question which you lawfully must answer. Do you understand?
Oh. You are wicked, aren't you?
I try my best.
Very well. What would you like to know?
Who is your target?
Ha! Well, what if I told you that our dear friend Violet still has something to offer?
I think you were crazy.
Then, there's no point in telling you the rest.
Oh, you will, if you ever want to.
We plan to use the same means that Violet has restored her life to grow an army. An army of force against the one person who stands in our way.
And who might that be?
I think you can hazard a guess.
Enough of your toy nature. Tell me now. Or else.
That's the one I want dead more than ever.
What happened to the tape? That's vital information that's probably missing. Whatever Baltazar is doing must be dangerous. Can you remember what he said?
That is information that unfortunately had to be censored.
Why is all of this happening? Why is any of this happening? I just want answers and closure and peace of mind. Is that too much to ask for?
I can assure you that when you leave this place, you won't feel a thing.
What do you mean?
I have it on good word by the higher authorities that we can fix anything by extremist means.
How do you mean, fix?
It's best if we don't tell you.
I want you to tell me one thing right now, and that is, where is Daniel? I won't be answering any more questions until then.
All right, if that's the way we're going to do this, then I will.
Get behind me. Who are you?
Keep away. It might be dangerous. Oh, it's alive. Come out of the shadows so we can see you.
You have nothing to fear. You're like me.
I'm sorry?
You and I, we're both mutated. I'd say it's a pleasure, but it's hardly desirable, you unforgiven swine.
You know each other?
Don't hate me, Erdlin, but this person is the way he is because of me.
What?
My name is Macro. And it's because of your slimy friend that I am the way I am.
I was forced to, okay? I had no choice. It was a part of my work at the laboratory for my internship.
I was normal once. I was a human. And thanks to this fiendish, froggish man, I transformed into this monstrosity.
I was forced to.
You can't be forced to mutate somebody.
Baltazar told me to.
Wait, you? Know who Baltazar is?
He was the chief scientist of the laboratory. Of course, I know who he is. He was mutated too by forces beyond that he couldn't understand, and he made it my responsibility to inject the antidote into him.
It's bafflingly hilarious that Baltazar himself didn't have the stomach to do it. He handed out the responsibility to the harmless little intern.
And I know why that is. And I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Yes, it is. I'm his son. I'm Baltazar's son. And I need you to change me back.
I can't. I'm mutated just like you, and it's irreversible. It's beyond my capabilities.
You'll do it. Or the girl dies.
Don't listen to him, Daniel.
My father loved me so much. It's interesting that he goes out of his way to adopt a new son, one he sees as better. But you know the greatest thing of all? I know Baltazar in his previous life. Yes, his real life. The one where he's the better person. A caring father. A simpleton. And in a freak storm, he transformed into what he is today.
I know Baltazar, and I know all of the horrendous things he's done. We can fight him, together, and bring order back.
I don't want to fight him. I want to see him, with my old face, so I can turn him back. Back into the person that he should be.
Then we can help you do that.
Go to hell.
What?
You bastard!
Daniel! What did you do that for?
That was for the years of anguish and pain that he caused me. And now, it's done.
Don't like the way you look over my shoulder like that while I'm working.
I have a job for you.
As you can see, I'm very busy.
Your current projects will cease. This is of greater importance. Come in, Macro.
What is it?
Macro, I want you to meet Daniel. He's a scientist. One of my scientists. Well, until we can get him permanently.
Hi there.
Daniel, this is my son, Macro.
I refuse to call you Dad.
That is no way to speak to me.
You used to be my dad. You're not anymore. Your favorite's the supervisor, Casper. Ever since you became what you are, you've changed for the worse. I only come to see you because I feel sorry for you. It's no surprise that Mum can't stand to look at you. Ah!
Daniel, get the antidote.
You wouldn't dare.
What?
Get it now.
So we haven't used that on people.
Macro will be the first.
I can't do that.
That pretty lady of yours. Do you want me to find her? Or your family?
Here.
You're going to do it.
What?
I can't. You will have to. I'll be waiting outside.
I'm sorry, but I have no choice.
You really think he means those empty threats?
Unfortunately, yes. Do you have any last things you want to say?
This will come back to haunt you. Let me make that clear.
I'm sorry I have to do this.
Are you finished yet, Daniel?
There. Are you happy now?
He's dead?
And then not long after, you blacked out and we brought you here.
Could he be saved?
I'm sorry.
Well, that's all I needed to know. I guess I'll be heading off.
Wait, one more thing. There is a way out of all this.
I have lost too many people. I've had enough of your crap, and I don't plan to lose any more.
One of them is coming back.
I'm sorry?
One will return.
What do you mean?
There is a group embedded in the heart of your city. I can't tell you their name, but they are after an ancient artifact. One that will restore an individual and bring them back to life. As we speak, many are trying to find its location. We know it's close, and we need people who are smart like you to help us. Once we find it, we could bring him back. You could have Daniel back, all to yourself.
What do I need to do?
Join us, and you will be rewarded.
What is this artifact called?
It's gone by many names, the Spear of Truth, the Destiny Sword, but it's commonly and more universally known as the Resurrection Blade.
And it can bring him back?
It will bring him back.
Then you have my word.
Excellent. Handcuff her.
What the hell are you doing?
All we needed was your vocal agreement. Honestly, I'm a bit disappointed. You should have been more suspicious from the beginning. We've gotten inside your mind before, Yodelin. I would have thought you've been smart enough to ward off the Flickerer again.
You're the Flickerer?
We are all a part of the Flickerer. Everything you hear right now is an audio recording, edited, mastered, and transmitted in the guise of a podcast to the human race. Oh, how they do love a good podcast. But little do they know our plan. This audio, this recording you're hearing, is going to become such an earworm, quite literally. And when they wriggle their way into everybody's head, they will fall under our power.
Daniel!
My name is Legion, for we are men.
Where am I?
Yodelin? Is that you?
Daniel? I thought you were dead.
That was merely one of me. Don't you remember? All that time ago, that magnificent machine that cloned me into such a vast multitude. We were strong enough to snatch you from the Flickerer. You're safe now.
What are you going on about?
We lived.
What?
We are Daniel. And together, we are Legion. My name is Legion, for we are many.
How many of you are there?
That is not the important thing. The key factor is that we are together.
There's only one of you.
That's how it may seem, love, but we are all connected. In here.
In your head?
All of us combined together to create one vast hive mind. Imagine the awesome harnessing of power we have. And we had one goal in mind. To find you. To bring you back.
You saved me.
And now, nobody can harm us.
Where are we?
Far away from civilization. Where nobody can judge me for my true form and we can be together.
Is this a shed or a barn?
We don't need to worry about anybody.
You're right. We need to move on. Celestial Avenue is another life.
And this is our new life, together. I adore you as you are now, and I am so, so glad you do the same for me. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Daniel, I'm scared. What I experienced then, I thought all this was in the past, that I was being interrogated in the future, but it's a trick of the mind. The Flickerer was trying to make me think that all this was long ago.
But it's not. This is the present. I was able to fight the Flickerer off. Once again, with interconnectivity of all my clones, our minds combined were a match for the Flickerer. They will never disturb us again, as long as I'm around.
Protect me, my savior. So what do we do now? We have all the time in the world.
Do you want to know something? When you changed, I felt a new kind of love.
You're too good to me.
And now, this is our forever.
You never heard it enough from me, but I love you.
Thank you.
listening? Good. I'm sorry you had to experience this. It really is the most atrocious means to an end, but we must do what is best. Yes. And you, dear listener, are an integral part of that. You see, the information from this podcast is going inside your head. Your brain is receiving it. And it's manifesting, growing, and taking over you every second of your waking existence. Hush. Do you hear that? That's it. That's the worm. And he's slowly eating away at everything you know. I hope you enjoyed your memories. They are rather delicious.